Come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset, my life take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Alrighty then, it's that time again. Time for Go Yard every Thursday night at 6.06 p.m. right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. And we are glad that you're joining us tonight. Very unusual night for a lot of us, probably. As we are live right here on this special, interesting day, I'm Mama Mac, and joining me is my co-host, the famous Dr. Angel Falzoni, the one who will soon be in her Jeep heading north.
Yes, I will be. You know, it's funny because we talked last week when we were talking about the events that happened in Houston, and we said, there's a storm out in the Atlantic.
We did say
and
that.
I didn't think in a week we would be evacuating from that storm.
And here we are right now. So, yes, but for all of you that are able to hear us or in our listening area, and then a lot of people listen to TanTalkNetwork.com. Globally, and that's wonderful. And then also on Saturdays and Sundays at 12 noon Eastern, you can hear this show again on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. We have an agreement with them, www.StarcomRadioNetwork.com, 12 noon Eastern, every Saturday and Sunday. So the show that we do on Thursday night is put on Saturday and Sunday. So that's really cool. And we're glad that we can get this valuable information. What kind of valuable information do we give out on Go Yard, Dr. Angel? Why are we here?
We are here to help you live life and live it well. And to get unstuck when life kind of throws some curveballs your way, to keep with our baseball terminology.
That's right.
And help you hit those home runs in life and, right. and do it well. And so it's a whole host of practical, great support and skills to get you through.
So not always are people going to hit home runs, right?
No, actually, they probably strike out a lot more than they want to.
Right, but our goal of this show is to help people realize that they can reach for the fences. They can do their best to. I mean, I don't think major league players get up to the bat and think, for the most part, well, I'll just hit a slow roller here to first base, unless they're directed by their coach to do so, of course.
Right, correct.
Like a bunt. But, I mean, generally speaking, they want to do the best they can do, right?
And every time that they're up to bat, they want
every
to handle
time.
It the best.
Right. And for people who say, well, I'm just going to slide through life, or I'm just going to glide through this portion of my life, and I'm just not going to worry about, you know, improving my life, this show is all about improving your life, right?
Absolutely. That is the foundation of this whole show.
Right. Because why? Why do we care about that? Why are we doing this? We've been almost 3 years on the air every Thursday night. Why are we putting that kind of time and effort and money into this subject?
Well, you know, I think too many people are out there not hitting the home runs. They're feeling defeated. They're feeling
right.
Overwhelmed. They're feeling like they can't. You know, a lot of people have dreams and expectations and goals, but they just can't seem to get there, and they get frustrated and depressed and anxious
right.
and stressed, and that's not a great place to be. And so we want to get you out of that
exactly.
and help you
get unstuck. And we have done a lot of shows on being unstuck, right, from the things that are dragging us down. And some of those things are things you've grown up with, things that you have always excuse me.
Yeah, there are things that you've had that have been a part of your childhood from very early, from your family of origin, just maybe bad habits, bad relationship skills, maybe just less than healthy, you know, patterns and habits that we've kind of learned and developed along the way. And before long, it kind of gets us way off the path that we want to go. And because they're deep-seated, rooted habits and lifestyles and relationship styles, they're hard to change.
Yeah, they are. And some of them are so ingrained in us that we just can't even really kind of notice that we're doing these things that project us right into a bad situation over and over again.
I agree with you. A lot of times we can't see that. We can't get that perspective for ourselves. And so we give up, or we get frustrated, or we get depressed, or whatever. And I tell people, when you're working to change something that's been really ingrained in you, It's like learning another language.
Right.
You are not putting Rosetta Stone in your, you know, CD player and pop out perfect Spanish in a week. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It takes time. It takes practice. It takes, you know, doing it, living it, making some mistakes, learning to correct them as you go along the way.
Yes.
And so this is the same type of concept. And I think one of the reasons why people get so frustrated is that they want instant results. You know, they want the magic pill.
Right.
You know, okay, Dr. Angel, I'm going to do this for 3 days and it's going to be, no, it's not going to be better in 3 days. And so it takes about 21 days to make a habit, but it may take a lot longer to refine that habit
exactly.
and make it work for you.
Yeah. And a lot of times these are habit patterns of behavior. And that's what we talk a lot about on Go Yard, the importance to really break some of those old habits that keep us stuck in our old ways of thinking. And that goes along with our title tonight. What we're talking about tonight is being prepared, right?
Absolutely.
And it's not just about batteries and candles and things like that that we're talking about and water in your bathtub, although all those ideas are great. But
it goes along with the scope of life and being prepared for what we have to deal with in life. And I think, you know, with our current situation and our hurricane headed this way, we have seen a lot of people very unprepared. And what have we seen on the road? I have had one therapist and two accidents this week because people aren't paying attention as they're driving because they're stressed.
One person in two accidents?
Two accidents, the same person.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
Well, let's see here, out of our staff, I think there's been about seven accidents.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven staff members in car accidents just since Monday. And why? Because if you've been on the roads, it's been a lot more crazy, a lot more people aren't frantic, people are stressed, they're
trying
not paying
to get into
attention.
Gas stations for gas, et cetera.
And it boils down to preparedness.
Right.
And so what we're seeing in the live here with a storm, we can take it into our life with the storms of our life.
We can certainly do that. Let's do that. Because so many people don't prepare for anything going differently than it normally does on an everyday basis. And part of that, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're the expert here, but I think a lot of people are so afraid of change that they just think everything's always going to stay the same. And I've got a cough, so forgive me. But jump in there.
Change is something that people typically don't embrace. And it happens. Just change is inevitable. It's happening every minute of every day. And we fight it, and we're not prepared for it. And so when we talk about being prepared, we're meaning to be ready beforehand.
Ready beforehand? Oh, my gosh. A lot of people don't live like that, Dr. Angel. They don't live to plan ahead. Some people don't even think like about setting their alarms or when they need to, et cetera, or taking their meds on time. This is a problem for a lot of people, just not planning even for the next day, let alone a catastrophe.
Absolutely. And so there are things that, you know, let's just take the natural event, this hurricane, because it's in the moment right now, and I'd like to use it. It's a great word picture. But, you know, living in Florida, I've lived here my whole life, and we know every June 1st through November 30th is hurricane season. We know we are always at a risk at any time for one of those storms to develop and impact us. And there are people that June 1st are out there getting their kits, their batteries, their water, stocking up on canned goods.
You're one of those people.
I am. Every June 1st, I have a pile in my garage of everything that we would need if a storm hit us this season.
Right.
And then you're prepared. You're not as stressed. But what happens is people aren't doing that. They're waiting, oh my gosh, there's a storm threatening us. I got to frantically run and get this and get that, and they can't, and we're running out. And you know, you can't get a case of water. You can't get a gallon of gas right now.
No.
Because everyone wasn't prepared before the danger risk. And so using that in life, there's a lot of things we can predict for.
Yes.
That we could prepare in advance.
So if we're not talking about things like survival things for a hurricane, what other things do we need to prepare for? Because a lot of people say, I just live life as it comes. You know, every day,
I fly by the seat of my pants.
Exactly. That's the phrase I was thinking about. Because a lot of people, that's how they live their lives. And they feel good about that and think that they are more flexible, I guess, than the average person. Because they can just kind of shift to do whatever.
Well, and
as the wind blows.
Flexibility is great. And I'm never going to say we don't want to be flexible, but we need to be prepared too. And there's a balance in there. I think, you know, some people overplan, some people don't plan, and I think we need to be kind of in the middle. But some of the things people aren't planning for are those predictable events. A lot of people, we know, one of the jokes going around is Christmas is every December 25th, and how much time does people wait till the last second to get preparations?
Oh, my gosh.
It's not a surprise. It's going
to
happen
every December 25th. I used to own a Christian bookstore for 11 years, and I can tell you that the two biggest days of the year for the store were December 23rd and 24th. I could not close early on Christmas Eve usually because all these tons of people went, okay, well, can I get my mom? Can I get her a Bible? Can I get her a grave? Can I, you know, on and on and on. And that was something that I saw 11 years in a row, you know, people waiting till the last minute. It's a common problem.
A phenomenon really bad. And there are lots of things in our lives that we can predict for. We can predict for, you know, just life transitions, our kids going back to school, our kids transitioning into summer, vacation times. Like, you know, there's a lot of just transitions that we
can
prepare
for. How about all of us as students when we were, and some still are, but when we were students and how we didn't prepare for a test or a quiz? Yeah, the teacher says next week on Tuesday is going to be a pop quiz, you know.
Right, and then you're cramming.
That's really not pop, so, but a quiz next Tuesday. And on Monday, I don't know, you know.
So what we're talking about is the procrastination
yes,
that happens. And we, and you know, studies will show you, research shows you what studying for tests, that cramming has hardly any effect on the impact of their score positively.
Right.
It's not effective. It's the studying that happens
as you go along. Boy, that is a huge point right there. I know that from personally being a student for so long, and you too, that you got to continue to stay up with it on a daily basis. You can't cram it all into 3 hours. The night before.
You can't. And so many people are trying to do that. And then they wonder why they're stressed.
Yeah.
They're in a frantic. They're overwhelmed. And they can't cope. I mean, I'm watching people this week literally fall apart.
Right.
And, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right. So there's that whole category of things that we know are coming up. Mm-hmm. Right. It's expected. It's coming up. If you're a student and you've been told you got a midterm on this date and you got a final on that date, that's frustrating for me with some of my grandkids in school sometimes when they wait till the last minute to study for those things that they've known all semester. Here's the date of the midterm. Here's the date of the final. These are, you know, very frustrating. But a lot of people seem to be geared that way or have fallen into that habit of procrastination like you were just talking about.
Absolutely, they have. And that increases so much of the negative feelings that we experience. And then we're walking around like little time bombs.
Right.
And we can't handle, our emotions are overwhelmed. We're freaking out and yelling and screaming and overwhelmed. And it's projecting on the people we love. And we wonder why we're not successful.
Well, it causes a lot of tension when you're not prepared for things,
it
right?
It really, really does. I love the quote from Benjamin Franklin, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail.
Ah, that's so good. Good old Ben.
Good old Ben. And it's true because we can predict a lot of things that happen in our life and be prepared. And even some of the things we can't predict for, we can still have some preparation.
Right.
So things like we can't predict maybe if our job has layoffs and we lose our job.
Exactly.
That's not something we could predict most likely.
Yeah.
But we can still prepare. What would I do? What is my backup plan if something happened in my job?
Exactly.
Or if my spouse gets too ill to continue working? Like, what's our plan?
Right.
And some of the big things we can think about in the back and start thinking of, how would we handle that?
Exactly.
Instead of waiting for it to happen.
Right.
And now we're scrambling in an emergency to figure it out.
So there are all those things that can be expected that and predicted that we should be preparing for. But again, back to the procrastination, a lot of people don't.
They do not.
Okay. And what about the stuff that just happens and you didn't see coming? I mean, how can you prepare for that?
Well, and you can. Like we were talking about some of the things we can kind of start at least having a thought. Like, what if we had a loss of our financial income? How would we survive?
Yeah.
What could we do? And we might be able to plan more in theoretical terms of how we could handle that. But when you have a habit of preparing for what you can predict, you have a source of support to draw from things that happen we can't predict.
Absolutely. But so many people look for an excuse to not prepare. And whatever the case may be, let's say it's schoolwork. Yeah, because we're using that as a metaphor. Or a hurricane or whatever. you know, a lot of people are optimistic. I'm one of them, that it's going to turn a little bit and we're going to be okay. But there should be realism also, right?
You know, it's funny you say that. I have been this week in so many emergency meetings, because that's one of the dynamics of my job, is I am on the team of emergency calls. And, you know, they're talking about the storm, and they're like, oh, now, you know, we're in the clear, we shouldn't have to prepare. And I'm like, you guys must have not been through hurricanes here before, because, you know, 20, 30 miles off on their prediction could be a huge outcome. We prepare right. for the worst.
Exactly.
And hope for the best. But we right. have to still continue those preparations, even though today it's okay. Tomorrow it may not. There's not a predictability with these storms.
No, there really isn't.
There isn't.
And so when we're not prepared, we have a lot of anxiety, don't you think? Stress. I mean, it's worse, the stress on people that don't prepare. And let's not even talk about a storm. Give me another metaphor for something else in life besides exams, but...
Oh, well, holiday planning is something people just don't prepare for. It's always a big one, and it's always a shocker to me, because I'm like, these don't usually change by very much. So this doesn't happen. I mean, holidays are stressful enough with, you know, getting together with family and coordinating travel right. or whatever, but to not even have thought and preparation beforehand, it just, to me, is a lack of responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. In our big family, so often my sister and I, we try to talk about, well, actually both sisters, we try to talk about, okay, who's going where to what family this holiday, and kind of plan in advance, maybe a few months in advance we're talking about it. That's what you're saying is a
Absolutely.
Good thing to do.
Or even preparing for your next week.
Yeah.
How many people even know what they're going to make for dinner next week?
Right. Well, there you go. With weight loss, like with Weight Watchers and places like that, they're saying plan that meal, that
Why?
Whole thing
you're
out.
You're more successful when
you're more
plan.
Successful when you plan and carry it out.
And you're not making impulsive decisions right. in the moment. And what happens is most families don't even have a week-to-week meal plan.
Right.
You know, our family, we make a monthly meal plan because I'm a little OCD.
Oh, my gosh.
And
do
it doesn't
really?
Necessarily mean Monday we're having, you know, spinach quiche, but we'll have, these are the meals that we have for this week. These are, and we might flip the dates around when we eat it or something, but we have those meals
and
prepared.
And you do that?
For.
You sit down mm-hmm. and make that plan?
By the month, and then we grocery shop and have everything for those recipes.
And
the
boys help you grocery shop?
Oh, yes, they do. And so, but
look what you're teaching them. What are you teaching them right there that a lot of parents do not teach their kids?
Absolutely. And so, and even if we know we have a fast food night, that is planned and prepared for. The you know, before we have it, we know, okay, Tuesday night, we don't have time to make dinner, so we're going to hit a drive-thru this week.
Right.
But even that is planned beforehand.
So what, okay, so as a parent, and of course, as your job with your all the people that work under you, you're really instilling a whole set of standards of being more disciplined, correct?
It is. You know, the importance of being prepared is that it helps us to be more disciplined. It helps us to set time aside to think about something before it actually happens.
Right.
It takes energy. It takes effort.
But that's it. It takes all of that. And the average person doesn't want to think of a worst case scenario, let's say, like a hurricane mm-hmm. or a you know, an illness or a job loss. The average person wants to be pretty like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Because, and you know, it may.
And it may. But don't you think a lot of that is because they don't want to face what could be?
Absolutely. And I've used a quote all through my little kids' lives growing up. I would rather
Your little
have
kids'
it,
lives
My little
up.
Kids' lives who are now grown men. But I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And so, like, when they've always asked, should I bring a jacket to this? Well, it would be better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So
that's
we
very
try
good.
To prepare. And that's that planning ahead.
Did they always go along with what
yes.
mom was wanting
well,
you to prepare them? Or?
I've had a couple learners that learned it the hard way, but now they learned that they need to prepare for it because I let nature take its course on some lessons, and
right.
and that's a good methodology. But working with a lot of parents, one of the things I see parents struggle with is school clothes for their kids. That can be drama every morning, picking out what that child's going to wear to school. Especially little girls tend to struggle a little more with their outfits. And I'm
right.
like, why aren't we sitting time for 30 minutes on Sunday and laying out, here, this is this week's outfit. So now they're
right.
pre-planned.
Right.
Or do it the night before.
Exactly.
Let's not have that fight when everyone's rushing out the door.
Right.
Let's take care of it in advance. And then we don't have that problem. And So there's a lot of things we can do to not have a problem.
And just like with little kids and raising them, giving them their showers the night before so they're not trying to everybody fight over the bathroom in the morning. Right. But in particular, clothing, I think, has always been an issue for a lot of families in the morning because especially girls. Guys, my two boys were much more flexible about, I don't like that shirt, I'll put another one on. That was no big deal.
Yes.
But girls can just lose it.
They can be more finicky, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong, but why aren't we preparing for that?
Right.
And allowing for that and accommodating for that when it's, you know, beforehand. And that's what we're talking about, being prepared.
Right.
There's a lot of issues in our life we can cut off if we just put a little forethought
into it. But it takes discipline. It takes self-discipline, doctor. And so often people fight that because they, again, back to your point, they like to just live freely and float in the breeze, you know?
Right. They have, I don't feel like doing this now, and they'll procrastinate, and then they'll come up with a million excuses why they can't.
Right.
And so it does help our discipline. We have to not procrastinate. We have to be mindful about what we're doing. We have to have planning. Like, that's all that self-discipline we're building in ourselves.
And it doesn't matter how old you are, but let's just take it to this extreme. People getting their affairs in order, I mean, very important, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And so often that just does not happen because people are afraid of, you know, whatever's going on or what could happen or death. Oh, my gosh, I can't think about that. You know what I mean?
Right. And they don't. And so then they're leaving emergency situations for people to have to deal with in that wake of already a tragic situation and emotional time. And we shouldn't be living this way. If we're going to live the Go-Yard life, we can't afford to live
this
way.
That's exactly right.
We have to start utilizing and being prepared for those things in our lives that happen every day, that happen, you know, cyclic, like seasonal holidays or vacations or things that we can predict. We need to start using that tool in the everyday.
So how do you instill that in, let's say, not your children? That's different. You have a lot of control over that as a parent. Let's start there. Think about the parents who've not instilled any of that. Should they make changes now at this point in their life? Let's say their kids are 10, 12, and 14. Well, I mean, whatever.
It's never too late to start learning to plan and prepare.
Right.
And we model it. We don't just tell our kids, you need to. No, we model that. We start, you know what, kids, you know, let's pull them aside and start talking. Maybe what are we going to do for our next family vacation? Let's start thinking about that six months from now, you know, what we're going
to
do.
That's really a good thing to teach them, you know?
Well, it's that discipline, especially when it comes to finances. How many people are in a hole with they're not planning for their financial and then they can't pay their bills? And,
right.
You know, they teach their kids not have responsibility, and then now they're adults, and they're getting evicted because they haven't learned how to plan for their money.
Okay, so one practical suggestion for our audience is if you are a family that does summer vacations, sit down, plan it, think about it. I know you do this because you go on a lot of cruises. But also, it's great to have the kids involved with
the planning
savings
process.
Jar
yes.
of money, right?
Absolutely. The planning process, the savings process, like this is a family group effort. And that's how we model the planning process.
Exactly.
Sit down with your kids and let's get prepared for this week. What meals do we want to put on our menu this week? What, you know, clothes are we going to want to wear?
But that's kind of fun
week?
For kids. Don't you think that they get a say so in, I really want hot dogs on Wednesday or whatever.
It takes away, it gives them some controlled control, which is one of my number one parenting things.
Say that again.
Controlled control.
Controlled control. Explain that to our audience before we go to break.
Controlled control is when we're giving a child controlled choices so that they have some power and they have some input into this family. They have more buy-in to this family.
Okay.
And so it's empowering them a little bit.
So give us an example of that.
Well, like letting them pick a meal to put on the family menu. Everyone gets to pick one meal this week that we're going to put on the family. That's a controlled control issue.
Okay.
And so we're giving them a buy-in. So now they're more likely to participate in all the food we make, not just the one meal that they've planned.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Let's talk more about that in just a moment right after this break. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Go Yard right here live on DenTalkNetwork.com.
Steady on, Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Love that song. That's a great song.
No way.
Wow. And you know, every day is a new day, Dr. Angel. You're listening to Go Yard with Mama Mac. That's me and Dr. Angel Falzone, and we are talking tonight on Hurricane Thursday here in Florida, anticipating the arrival of Irma shortly, maybe in a day or two. But we are talking about being prepared, and we're not talking just about batteries and candles and blankets, are we?
No, not at all. although those are important right now, it's also that concept that we need to take down to the core of our life, to the everyday, to being prepared. And there's so much we can avoid and so much frustration and heartache and exhaustion that we can not have to experience if we just put a little effort and planning.
But is human nature just, generally speaking, procrastinating
we do.
Life?
Put it off. Especially when we don't want to do a task, we put it off as long as we can. And it's funny because that is a human nature thing. And I'm the kind of person that if I don't like it, I'm going to do it first.
I am too. Oh,
like,
I am too.
I do the things I hate first.
I put things on a list and I look at that list in the morning. And the thing I dread the most or the situation I don't want to deal with first, I make myself deal with it. And I have found I feel better after I get off that phone call or whatever
yeah,
the situation
is. Yeah, you have
is.
What you didn't want to do first. So now the rest of it, you can kind of sail through your day.
Don't you think?
Instead of
how'd
pushing
you learn
it.
That? Did I tell you that? No, I'm teasing you.
No, I don't know. No, it's just I've done.
Seriously, don't you think that's a good way to handle stressful things?
It makes us more effective, too. And it is a great way. And instead of procrastinating, just deal with it. And move on.
It's strategic thinking.
It is. And that's
Talk
another benefit.
Us about strategic thinking.
It's another benefit of being prepared.
Right.
We can plan in ahead so we can work out, is this a good plan when I'm preparing for this, whatever. We can think about pros. We can think about cons. We're not in the moment, so there's not an urgency or an emergency behind this.
Right.
So we have more options when we plan in advance.
Yeah.
And so we can pick strategically the best plan that we feel is the best plan to get through whatever it is that we're getting through. It's strategic.
Yeah.
For example, even just this hurricane, strategic was getting my supplies in June. I'm not caught up in crazy lines of getting those batteries and candles and canned goods. I have that. So I was able to get exactly what I wanted. You know, I had someone call me like, I just had to get 2 cases of beans. I'm like, gosh, that must stink to have to only have beans if the storm hits. But because they had no options.
Right. Right.
And so we have more options when we think ahead and plan ahead.
And just like gas in your car, in hurricane season, it's better to keep your car pretty full.
All the time. We
Most
know
of
that.
The time. you know, and not let it get to the very bottom.
No.
So, I mean, these are things we learn, I suppose, when we don't do it right, we learn. So strategic thinking, a lot of that has to do with past experience, don't you think?
It does. And right, because we learn from our past experience when we reflect and evaluate. But when we're thinking ahead, you have a lot more options available to solve or take on that task, and you do it more efficiently, or you may do it better, or you may, you know, and so we are more adept to be successful.
So when it comes to parenting, let's go back to that, because when it comes to parenting, a lot of times it's a good idea to let your kids suffer some of the consequences of their lack of preparedness, mm-hmm. their lack of strategic thinking or planning. They're just running life on the fly all the time. They kind of need to have to experience some of that, don't you think?
Absolutely. And so, you know,
it's easier to experience it. I mean, when we try to tell them, it's great. It's easy to tell them, but until
they
experience it.
But we can't tell kids. Kids learn from what they see. We have to model. And so, you know, when your kids are, you know, in second and third grade and they're getting those first book reports or those first projects, that's when we are modeling. We're going to sit down and take this assignment. What are we going to do every night? Let's read, you know, 10 pages every night of this book so we can finish it by helping them make that plan.
Yeah.
And then by the time they get about upper middle school, they should be able to take a project and pretty much make their own plan.
Do it themselves. Exactly. Yeah.
But the problem is most kids are reading the book the night before the book report's due, and the parent's up doing the report.
Well, and we've talked about that when it comes to some of the parenting shows we've done about so often parents do all the homework for these kids so Johnny doesn't get a bad grade because they want him to succeed, but that does not help them in the long run.
It doesn't help them succeed. It actually sets them up to fail in their life. And so we got to let them have the pain. So when they don't follow through with their plan or they do procrastinate, then they're going to feel the pain of what that procrastination was, which is usually in their grade.
So do you bail them out? When
not at all.
Wait a minute. Let's say that you've got one of your sons and it's the night before this big science fair project is due. And you didn't even know that it was coming up, let's say. A lot of parents, that's what happens. They don't really know.
Absolutely.
Or till 3 days before. Oh, I got a science fair project due. Seriously? You know? And I've seen this so many times in life that parents will set about to figure out a science fair project and start doing it.
Nope. I've had this situation happen with my
second
son.
I have had that
too. Thank you, Joseph. But no, he had no project because I'm not. You can do it in 3 days and have at it.
Really?
But I'm not going to help guide you.
I bet he was very mad at you.
Oh, he was quite mad. And I also have a rule in my house to help my kids learn to be prepared is if you need a school supply, I have to have a 24-hour notice. Because I have to have time to go get that supply.
It's like the sign at my dentist's office. You know, if you're going to cancel an appointment, give us 24-hour notice or you still pay.
Right. So my
rule
is.
And it's always been that way in my dentist for 25 years. I know that. So I'm careful. If I have to change something, I'm careful to, you know, I don't want to pay for that whole office visit if I'm not there.
No. So my rule, when the kids are very little, I learned this one, is you give me 24 hours and I will get you whatever supply you need. So there is no 5 o'clock at the dinner table. Oh, by the way, I need, you know, 3 poster boards and black markers and
but
I need it tonight.
Did they try you?
Oh, yes,
that?
They did. And they didn't get their supply. Not my fault. You weren't planned. I'm sorry. Maybe next time you'll think about that.
You sound like a very tough parent, Dr. Angel.
You know, probably in a lot of eyes, I was very tough and am very tough. But they've learned a lot of really great life lessons, and they're very successful adults.
Exactly. Anthony and Joseph both, and then Spencer's still a kid. But still, you have...
He had a huge project due for his criminal justice program, had to put together a quite extensive PowerPoint. He was able to chunk it up, prioritize it, and have it done a day before it was due.
Remember, we've talked about that so often on this show.
And he
talk
did it
about
all
chunking.
Himself. I didn't even have
chunking,
to help
chunking.
Him. So chunking is taking a big task and putting it into smaller, more manageable parts.
Right.
And then putting little timelines to all those parts.
So actually making a list of what the chunks are called?
Yeah. So like, you know, when we're talking, like say cleaning the bathroom might be your task. Well, what is cleaning the bathroom? Okay, clean the toilet, clean the sink, wipe the vanity, clean the mirror. Like chunk it to all the parts.
Right.
And then tackle each part individually as a project.
Right.
You have more success that way. And so he did. He was able to chunk up his whole project, which he really didn't have much time to work on. He had like 4 days to get it done, and he was still done a day early. And then he was able to practice presenting it, and he was very confident with his product.
Wow. Ooh, so you're saying that when we prepare, it gives us more flexibility?
We don't have stress. We have more flexibility.
I like that.
We don't have the anxiety.
Right.
Yeah, so we're able to have, we have more flexibility because, first of all, we have more options to be flexible.
Right.
We don't just have to take anything. We can decide which canned goods we want when we get in there in June or which brand of water we want. I can't tell you how many people come to me like, I had to get this brand of water and I hate it because it's the only thing left on the shelf this week. We don't have to do that. So you have that flexibility because now
exactly.
we can, you have more fluid process of being able
well,
to.
Well, even like with the hurricane last week, we talked about it on the show that there was one coming so that we've all of us have had at least a week.
Yep.
At least a week notice, right?
We have. And anybody who's spent any time in Florida knows anytime there's a storm, anything can happen. So you should always be prepared anytime there's a storm anywhere close. But that flexibility is important because, first of all, it helps us to see when I'm making my plan, first of all, is this plan doable? Could I tweak it a little bit to make it work better? So that's where the flexibility comes in. It kind of lets us evaluate that strategic plan before we need it.
That is so important because so many people, when they fly by the seat of their pants, really have limited their options for that solution, right?
Absolutely. They've limited their options. They pretty much have to just take what they can get kind of thing and try to make that work instead of having a host of options and actually getting to figure out which one's going to be the best.
Exactly. So, case in point.
It almost logically makes no sense to not prepare.
Well, it may be logical, but it's still a big problem for a vast majority of our humanity, don't you think?
I do agree with you. And we are seeing that. We're living the evidence right here in our county this week just as it relates to the storm. But people live it every day as it relates to all kinds of issues.
And, right.
You know, when they come to me in the counseling room with, you know, these parenting issues or kid issues or family issues or marriage issues, so many of those issues have a root in something wasn't prepared. Something we could cut those problems off if we just planned a little bit here.
Right.
And so it's helping them learn that.
Okay, where does laziness fit into this lack of preparedness? I'm just a question for you, doctor, because okay. You see patients all the time. You see families and whatever. Maybe laziness is not the right word. We've talked about procrastination. But you know, just plain, I'll do it tomorrow kind of attitude.
And tomorrow never comes, which has always been my tagline. So there are a lot of people who have lack of motivation, might be a nicer way of saying
okay,
this.
Lack of motivation is
they
a better
have a
way.
Lack of motivation. And it's usually around tasks that they don't prefer to do. It's non-preferred tasks. But they're not living happily. They're not living content. They're living either blaming everyone else for their problems, which
right.
is a lot of people will blame everyone else for their problems.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not anybody else's fault. It's yours.
Okay. So back to this example that we both said that we, in the morning, we will look at our list, to-do list, and if it's something really it's don't want to do, we'll get it done.
Just get it done.
Okay. But in life, so many people don't even know what's on that list.
They don't.
Do you know what I'm trying
to
say?
No, you're right. They don't. They don't.
It's like a laziness of even, oh, well, I got to get this done, this done, this done. On Friday afternoon, a lot of times, I've already got Monday's list done.
Already right. I'm already starting next week's to-do list.
I am doing that, too. And because I don't want to worry about this during the weekend or, one day off. I want to rest. I don't want to think about, oh, my gosh, I got to call so-and-so. If I just write it down in advance the minute I think about it, it makes my life easier, personally.
Well, it does, and you're able to let your brain go, which decreases your stress. And the reason why we're so anxious and stressed is we're trying to remember all the things we got to do and accomplish just to,
right.
you know, keep life going at the same rate it's going now. And we get overwhelmed, and then we get frustrated, and, you know, and we can stop all of that by just a little bit of planning and preparation, you know, making you know, lists. I keep a bullet journal, and it's my favorite thing ever under the sun. And it's my life is in my bullet journal. So, like, every password, every internet site's one place where I can access it. All my calendars for the year, all my to-do list by the week, like, everything important is in that one spot for me.
Right.
And it's a great strategy to help me get more done.
Well, it relieves the stress of where did I put that password? You know,
yep.
Where did I jot that down? Oh, I had it on a little piece of paper here somewhere. I mean, how many people live life off of little post-it notes
And they get lost.
And then they get lost. And then you find that the stress comes. You know, this whole thing of preparation also involves the potential problems that could come up. And some people go, well, I don't want to think about the negativity. But the hiccups that come in life, you know, my baby grandson is having, the new baby Joel, is having problems with hiccups. But they just come, and sometimes clear out of the blue with him. You know, there's no, like, physical reason, it would appear, for him to have hiccups. And then he has them, and then he's mad. But it's a metaphor for how we live life so often, we don't even think the hiccups could come.
We don't. You're right. A lot of people don't think that way. No, we need to plan for them and, you know, plan for it and hope that it we don't need that plan. But we can't ignore it altogether. I mean, we need to be realist in life, too. And the real is there's going to be hiccups at certain places at certain times. It's just, it's life. I mean, we talk about, you know, Murphy's Law. When you're in a hurry, you get stuck at every red light. You know,
How many times has that happened to all of us? Right.
So when there's like a really important meeting I need to be at, I'm allowing extra time. So I'm not feeling that push. And sometimes there's just things you can't control. An accident happens and you're just stuck.
Sure. That's different. But I mean, the day to day, realistically, things happen that cause you to not be able to fulfill things or get there on time. I have known so many people in my lifetime that are chronically late. I mean, they are always late. They don't, they intentionally get up later. Oh, 10 more minutes of sleep. Really?
Yeah, no planning. And then they expect everyone else to accommodate for their lack of planning and their lateness and pick up the slack for them or just be okay with it. And it's not okay. It's disrespectful. And it hurts relationships at the end.
Oh, it does. Oh, I've known.
I mean, there's certain people I don't even want to hang out with because they can't keep a plan or stay on time.
Exactly. Or they say, oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'll see you at the party or I'll see you here or wherever. Or I'll see you at dinner and you sit there.
And you're waiting.
And you're waiting. And then you send them a text and, oh, was that tonight? Oh, I've had that happen. I don't know how many times through life. And it's very frustrating to the people who do plan ahead to hang out with people who disregard it as important to plan.
Oh, it is. To me, it can definitely be a big deal breaker in our relationships.
it's a deal breaker.
Like I said, I've got, you know, several friendships where I don't have any desire to make plans with those people because, A, they either don't follow through with the plan, or, B, it's hours and hours later or some emergency and you have to crunch what you're going to do in a very short period. No, I don't work in crisis mode. You know, there are times there's a legitimate crisis, but every time I hang out with you should not be a crisis. And if it is, that's not my problem. It's your lack of planning.
Right.
And I can't, as a person, like, that is hard for me, like, to deal with. So I choose not to make plans with those people.
Right. Ugh, absolutely true. So when we are prepared, it makes us more flexible. It causes us to anticipate hiccups. Anything else?
Well, you know, it helps build our resilience, and that is a big
explain that
benefit.
So, I like that word.
Yeah, so resilience is the ability to become strong, healthy, or successful again after something bad happens, something negative happens. So it's our ability to bounce back.
Bounce back, resilience. Okay,
that's what resilience is. So when we are planned, we have a stronger ability to bounce back from those hiccups or those negative things.
Isn't bounce one of the words that some of the kids say these days? I'm going to bounce from here.
Yes, yes.
Right, drives me crazy, but I've heard it many times. Okay, instead of saying I'm out of here or I have to leave or I'll see you later, it's bounce time or whatever, right?
Yes. But bouncing back from
is actually a good thing.
It is very good.
Even though that annoys me with teens. I'm going to bounce. Okay. But that means that they're just going to get out of that situation or move on or whatever. But it is something we need to do, is be able to learn to bounce back.
We do. And a lot of us can't. We get sucked in the quicksand when something bad happens. Like, it's doom and gloom for us. And the reason it is because, first of all, we haven't had planning. We didn't have strategic thinking. We didn't have flexibility in what we could do or other options. And so when adversity happens, we're just stuck. We're kind of shackled to it.
Yeah.
But when you do plan ahead, you do. Well, I've already thought, when I strategically planned, I've probably thought about three or four ways to handle this situation. So adversity happens for this way. What could I do? What could I do instead? You've already have those thoughts.
Well, you and I That's were resilience. Already discussing a few minutes ago for all the people just now leaving Florida, which is not going to be me, but those that are, the interstate backup has got to be one of the most frustrating, horrendous things. I saw on Facebook today, somebody I know trying to leave Fort Myers, and they... what was it? You even said the number. It was like 16 hours to the border of Georgia.
For a four-hour drive, yes.
For a four-hour drive? It's like four times as long?
Yes. And so, okay, there's strategic planning. I am evacuating because I am in an A zone and it is safe to get out. And so once I realized, yes, interstates are very full, I went to a plan B road and then I realized that road was very full. So now I have a C, D, and E plan. So when I hit the road tonight... I have, if this plan doesn't work, there's several backup plans for me to go. That is resilience.
There you go. Bouncing back from a situation that may not be that pleasant and moving on because you prepared for plan B, C, D, E.
Yes, I made several backup plans.
Knowing you, you've got them all on a piece of paper with highlighters and all that kind of stuff, Dr. Angel. And
I know. I'm a little geeky, but
you
know,
are geeky.
I am a little
but
geeky.
But you know what? That's a good thing. And the way you've raised your children, I got to tell you, and people, go back in our archives on our website, GoYard 2014, because that's the year we started this show, September of 2014, GoYard2014.org. And what will they find? Well,
they will find 3 years of chronicled shows on our website. They are all tagged and labeled by title. So when we talked about the issue, or maybe you new to listening to the show and you're like, oh my gosh, I really do need some of that parenting help, you can go back and find our parenting shows. Or if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm having a hard time dealing with stress, you can go back and find shows on stress or anxiety or relationships or domestic violence. Like, there is a huge library.
And for recent ones, they're right here on the podcast, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts, go to Go Yard, and they're there.
They are there by date, but not by title.
Right.
But they are there. So
our website has them by title. So this whole thing of parenting, which we're kind of talking about right now, we've done different series on parenting in 3 years. The most recent one, I think, was our best series on parenting. And that was done a few months back. So, I mean, there's all this we've laid out for people so that they can have the answers right at their fingertips. Somebody told me a few days ago, I've listened to this one, and they told me which show it was, the series. I've listened to it probably five or six times from
Absolutely. And that's great.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome. I know a lot of people are using the shows. And the funny thing is like, this is free resources. This is free counseling. This is free, help. And, you know, a lot of I get paid very good money to sit down with people and,
yes.
and I do the same exact concepts that I'm doing on the radio. A lot of times I say, you need to go hear this radio show because this is where you're struggling. And, you know, our audience has this available for free to them.
It's free.
Use it.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about money, if anybody wants to become a partner with us and do an ad, because we've been doing the same ads for a long time, we just get a hold of us at goyard2014@gmail.com and we'll send you the very reasonable schedule for ads and how we cut those here for you and everything. So there's so many changes in life that happen that we can't predict, you know, and I think a lot of times people are so, they get so afraid of change. But life is change. I was thinking about this, seriously, it really was, a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when I was taking care of my brand new number 12th grandchild, little Joel, and just holding him and realizing that in the 2 weeks I was there in Texas, he changed drastically in 2 weeks. And I thought, I hope I live long enough to see him be 25, 30 years old, and what is this little boy going to be? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Life is about change. That's my point.
Well, we can count
can go
on
with that.
The
we
fact,
only got a couple minutes, so
we
go
do,
with that.
But we can count on the fact that your life is always changing.
Always
we can predict
change.
That. And so be prepared for it and plan for it and know for it. You know, whatever season you are in your life, good or bad, it's going to change and it may go the opposite direction, good or bad. And we can start now strategically thinking and preparing and laying out different options.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're in your upper 30s or 40s, you need to start thinking about what's my retirement plan? What will that look like?
Oh,
how am
gosh.
I going to be? You can't wake up one day and be 63 and you're retired and have no thought. You're not going to be successful. You're going to be you know, very stressed out. And so we need to start thinking about
back
those
when I was
next
about
steps.
35, I bought a long-term, you're going to be happy to know this since you're a friend of mine, a long-term health care plan that is probably state-of-the-art, best around, at very reasonable amount of money because I was so young. I paid on it all this time. And now my kids joking, well, who's going to take mom someday? None of you. Because I prepared in advance, and now they're happy about that. And they said, well, we'll come visit. Well, that's fine. I don't want you having to take care of me. I planned ahead. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And that's what we're talking about. You know, spectacular achievements is always preceded by unspectacular preparation. You know,
oh,
the nitty gritty little
things. Oh, wait a minute.
Things.
I don't know where the bell went. So,
right here.
There it is, right in front of me. Say that again, Dr. Angel.
Spectacular achievement is always preceded by unspectacular planning.
So even though planning may be gruesome and hard and, oh, I don't want to do this, like preparing a will, there's a sign that comes on the way to the radio station. Every time I come, it says, are your affairs in order on this attorney's billboard? You know what, folks? Not just for your future when you're going to die and any of that, but for your daily living, preparation is vital. We've never done a show on preparation.
We haven't.
We have now.
We have, and it's been great.
Yeah, and so sum it up, Dr. Angel. We got about a minute and a half here. You know, sum it up.
Well, sum it up, you know, you can't afford not to plan and prepare. If you're not doing it, start doing it, and start doing it with the little things.
Okay.
Or, you know, start doing one of the things that you absolutely, where are your problem areas? What are you struggling with? Because there's probably an area you could plan to help you not struggle.
Right. There you go. So plan ahead, plan away your day the next day with things you have to do. Get the bad stuff done first and learn that the more you teach your kids to prepare, the more successful in life they're going to be.
Absolutely. That's true.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we encourage our listeners to go to our website. Like we said a minute ago, one more time, goyard2014.org, O-R-G, and go to the past shows. We're all titled. Go to podcasts here at tantalknetwork.com, podcast, go to Go Yard. You have anything final to say?
You know, praying for the whole state of Florida. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Absolutely. So we will be right back here live next Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. And listen this Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon Eastern, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. God bless every one of you. Stay safe. Be careful. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
And who are you?
Dr. Angel.
And Mama Mac, bringing you Go Yard. See ya.